Now for more analysis on the unfolding events in Libya, let's cross over to Alabama, speak with Lou Rockwell, chairman of the Research and Educational Centre at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Mr. Rockwell, very good morning to you. Russia's always had close ties with Libya. Can Moscow, do you think, really influence the situation on the ground by diplomatic means at this late stage?
Well, I hope it can. I wish, frankly, that Russia had vetoed the Obama resolution to get that it claims gives it power to commit acts of naked aggression against Libya. But I think any peace attempts, any talk of peace, any attempts to interpose, if Russia were to do it, I think it'd be quite a wonderful thing.
Now, we heard the Arab League yesterday criticizing the unfolding allied campaign in Libya. Will coalition forces, do you think, yield to international pressure like that and change their tactics?
Well, you know, the Arab League, we first have to remember, is a collection of dictators. King dictators, presidential dictators, all of them puppets of the U.S. So they're backing down because of the unbelievable hatred and outrage on the part of their own people over the fact that they went along with this aggression against yet another Muslim country, another Arab country under attack by the former colonial, maybe the present colonial powers, and a lot of civilians being killed, of course. And as the Pentagon would be the first to tell you, they have to have some collateral damage when they're fixing everybody up from a humanitarian standpoint.
And talking of collateral damage, we're hearing potentially conflicting information, aren't we, from Britain and the U.S. tonight about whether Gaddafi himself is being specifically targeted. I mean, if he is killed in the continuing airstrikes, directly or collaterally, what would that mean to the situation in Libya, do you think?
Well, first of all, I heard a hilarious, awful hilarious comment from some NATO official who said, well, they weren't attacking his compound to try to kill him as president. They were trying to kill him because he was a colonel in the Libyan army. So that I thought that was quite funny. But of course, they are trying to kill him. If he is killed, then yes, you're going to have I don't think that means the end of the trouble. It means more and more ethnic conflict within Libya. There, of course, are tribal groups. This is never discussed in the media. And I think we'll see the country split up. And I think the U.S. wants to be in control of, to occupy, to run the oil-rich parts of Libya, have control of the oil.
So are you saying the situation would actually get...
that's what's going to happen.
So are you saying the situation would actually get worse on the ground?
Well, sure, you could have a much more of a civil war. These rebels are being led by former officials of the Gaddafi regime. These are not a bunch of libertarians. So I think, yes, as they struggle for power, and as one group will want the U.S. helping them, maybe there'll be regional players, whether it's the people within Egypt or Sudan or some of the other countries in the area that may not want another U.S. occupation right in their backyard. So, yeah, I think there could be much more of an open civil war once Gaddafi is gone. I don't have any brief for Gaddafi. He is, after all, a politician. But I don't think that killing him will be the be-all and end-all. And by the way, the fact, of course, that they're attempting to kill him, they're openly attempting to kill him, means that he may very well strike back. And then, of course, they'll call that terrorism, and maybe it will be terrorism, just like this war is an act of terrorism.
And I guess as well, by establishing that air domination over Libya now, aren't the Allied forces simply promoting a civil war on the ground as well?
Well, sure, of course, they want trouble. They want to divide and conquer, just like the Romans. So this is not, by the way, not a no-fly zone. It's also a no-drive zone, a no-walk zone. And they didn't keep, as bad as it would be to intervene to keep airplanes from flying, they immediately are attacking people on the ground, and of course, killing a lot of people, a lot of blood flowing. We don't know whose blood it is. But I don't think it's a good thing, no matter whose blood it is. This is not a good thing that we have another war going on. And I must say, as the standpoint of an American, concerned with the fact that our government is broke, that the dollar is going down the drain, that the government is putting the whole country in the most horrific financial circumstances. Here they're starting yet another war to spend who knows how many billions of dollars. Makes the military-industrial complex very happy. But I must say, among us taxpayers, we don't like it.
Lou Rockwell, thanks for being on the program tonight here at RT, joining us from Auburn, USA, as you are.